Hi there. Welcome to the Agency Toolkit Podcast, a podcast where we discuss stories, strategies, and techniques to help you build a successful and profitable digital marketing agency. Our episodes contain inspiring conversations with CEOs and entrepreneurs and leave you with actionable tips, ideas, and strategies you can implement into your business today. We are happy to have you with us. So grab a cup of coffee, sit back, and get inspired.
Hey, Julia here. If you'd like to grow your agency with a new free traffic source, we've put together a free resource for you called the Agency Traffic Blueprint, which outlines how you can acquire free organic traffic for your agency's website using Powered by Marketing. You can get that at getrubyrobin.com/blueprint or check the description of this episode for the link.
Hello, and thank you for tuning into another episode of the Agency Toolkit. I'm your host, Julia McLaughlin. My guest today is Ramsey Swice, who is the founder and president of Acaba Technologies, which is a tech-driven marketing agency. With over two decades of experience in the digital marketing space, Ramsey is passionate about growing brands through online engagement. Today, we're going to be discussing Ramsey's journey of building his agency and what he's learned along the way. Thanks so much for joining us today, Ramsey.
Oh, hello, Julia. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So to get started, let's dive into a couple questions so our listeners can get to know you a little bit.
All right, let's shoot.
So what would you say really motivates or inspires you as an entrepreneur?
As an entrepreneur, to make a difference, I have an opportunity to anything I'm involved in to deliver something that I would be proud to have my name associated with. And that's my motivation every day. And I kind of use that as my credo for onboarding new clients, just understanding that the quality is key and the experience is just as important.
Yeah, you're the one directly in charge of, you know, pulling that lever and responsible for those results. And it's so satisfying when at the end of the day, you're really able to just directly make an impact on these small businesses out there.
Yes.
Yeah. Very good. And so tell us, how did you get into digital marketing?
In my prior career, I was a CEO and board member of a tech company, and I had taken a vacation in Argentina during my stay. I had a term in Argentina, so stationed Argentina to launch operations, and we befriended Yahoo Argentina, who was a potential reseller of our services. And during my term there, I was deeply involved with the productization of our services to a big brand name such as Yahoo. And I actually came across the PPC model, paid advertising model.
Yeah.
They were the original OGs of this particular service and the business model. Google wasn't even publicly traded at this time.
Interesting.
Yes. And the more I got involved, the more meetings I had with them, the more questions I posed to my peers and counterparts at Yahoo. And in my mind, it just really stuck with me. So during the dot-com bubble in 2000 through 2002, I took a vacation, as I was alluding to earlier, and I wanted to figure out what it is I could do to build a business, because there's no such thing as an agency or a business in the box for paid advertising.
Right.
And hence the auspices of the origination in Phoenix of Acaba Technologies. So I was sitting vacationing in the port of Acaba, and I was running through my mind a business model that I felt was an initial step. And in doing so, I looked over to my left and I saw a sign. It said, "Welcome to the port of Acaba." And that there is the naming of my agency.
Wow, that's so interesting. So what was it like in those early days when you were first starting to sell PPC? What was that like?
Well, we started off as a search engine marketing company.
Okay.
And, And the brand at the time was Acaba-SEM.com. And so I learned. We were very proficient. I was working from my living room. I had part-time employees working with me as I figured things out. And then eventually repurposed the company by the inclusion of SEO and custom web design.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Okay. So what were some of those challenges that you had to overcome in the early days of starting Acaba Technologies?
Finding skilled talent, which in the late 90s and early 2000, we had the change in the millennium, right? So the 2000 bug, that was a big, big scare. And I had to figure out a way to leverage that. And so we did. So we had an inpouring of business, an influx that we couldn't handle. So we had to find skilled talent. The talent wasn't really formally trained. I didn't have a standard office procedure. Mm-hmm. So I began building these SOPs at the time and based at the requirements and the way the algorithms worked back in the day. So the skill set wasn't as required as it is today. Mm-hmm. But we figured it out. So that was our first challenge, onboarding, and consistency and level of quality and something measurable so we can fill gap and address any issues that we experience in the various different industries, since we were not targeting any specific industry. So I'd say that was our number one challenge. Yeah.
Interesting. So how do you grow Acaba Technologies? You know, how are you consistently bringing leads into your agency and then closing those prospects?
That's a fantastic question, because that question 18 years ago would have had a completely different answer. Today, the answer is we choose to work with who we feel we can benefit the most for under our care. And where before you kind of said yes to everything and you figured it out, there wasn't as much competition, where, you know, we're a much more mature company. We have a very mature team, and our footprint is global and not very local like it was back then. So I would say choosing who we prefer to work with at a premium, and which affords us the ability to deliver a superior product and service.
Okay, interesting. And are there any specific outreach efforts that have been really helpful as you've grown the agency? You know, have you relied on, SEO or networking or cold outreach, anything like that, that has been really helpful in helping you grow the agency?
Yes, ironically enough, SEO for local is pretty good to us. But nationally, it's so saturated, you know, after the COVID crisis, that work at homes and people doing side hustles and whatnot were really difficult to target regions. So we then step back, you know, one step back, two steps forward, and we realized that LinkedIn and Facebook can be leveraged by providing value and cutting through the clutter that we all get bombarded with on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. Sales funnel. So driving to the top of funnel, providing value, credibility, you know, this was a turn in the industry for us, and kind of reshaped the way we court new business.
Okay. Interesting. And then, so, you know, once you've made that initial touch point, how do you nurture that relationship? You know, you've given them value. What does that process look like for you to really nurture that relationship to help convert a prospect into a client of yours if you see them to be a good fit?
I preach this, you know, daily to our team is to speak to folks the way you would want to be spoken to. Mm-hmm. And from viewing it from our lens, I would say content is king. Be concise and precise. Don't spam. Share your knowledge. be humble, and folks will be more apt to inquiring. What exactly did you mean by this statement? In your blog, I found it interesting, but you know, have you experienced something along this line? So there's a little bit of collaboration in an open forum, mm-hmm. and that takes place, and that's what we feel is working really well for us today. But we all have email addresses, we have mobile devices, we have viewports in front of us, you know, 8 hours, if not greater, per day, and in terms of business. So what you see, you have a fraction of a second to make a decision to either, you know, swipe left, scroll up, or hit the back button in your day-to-day. This is how we're wired and programmed to think and consume content. So, yes. Graphically speaking, you need to be able to speak through an image, through a video in a very short period of time, your taglines and everything in a very simple first, you know, sentence of your delivery. Your decision is to proceed is within a fraction of a second. So it's very important to be concise and precise. And this is why we're a bit more select than who we want to work with, because not most folks get that.
Yeah, absolutely. And it makes all the difference in the world when you have a client who's really dedicated to the marketing process. And on top of that, they really trust you as the professionals to deliver a great product to them at the end of the day.
Yes. And that's the edification process, is by knowledge-based sharing instead of cramming a message down someone's throat, which we all push back on that type of approach.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I really like how you coach your team to, you know, be just conversational and then coach them to ask those questions, to be uncovering, what issues they might be facing so that you can provide just a general helpful solution.
Yeah. The difference between a fledgling company, startup, and a more mature company, the approach, you'll see that from time to time. And in a lot of these open forums, I get asked the same question. And it's hard to relate when you're a startup.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So how do you maintain happy clients?
Well, it's always easier, I should say, to onboard a new client, get a new client. It's much more difficult to retain that client, mm-hmm. Because of the nature of our business. And so service over service. If you feel that your mark is here, then you're off. It should always be beyond, always over deliver, always over service, always be patient to explain. Don't make assumptions that everyone speaks the same vernacular as you on the receiving end. And that makes a difference. And our team establishes a rapport with the client where we become adopted member of their family, their team. And right. And that has a lot to do with my upbringing too. And it's family first. And so we take great pride in how we nurture our relationships.
Yeah, I love the idea of just really going above and beyond, because at the end of the day, just happy clients is going to make your job so much easier. You know, it's good for your team's morale. And at the end of the day, you know, happy clients are going to, you know, sign those contracts. They're going to renew those retainers with you and just continue to have, you know, an easier working relationship.
I can't find a reason why you wouldn't want to overservice your clients, right, to this
yeah.
day.
Yeah.
So it's very important.
Very good. So what would you say has been the biggest overall challenge that you've had to encounter or overcome, rather, as you've been growing Acoba Technologies?
Building the right team.
Okay. And then how have you worked to overcome that?
Kiss a lot of toads. That's the honest truth. I mean, resumes are ever so present, and people filling out our web forms, submitting for job openings, and to sort through these candidates, you have to spend the time, ask consistent questions, mm-hmm. and find someone who's passionate and cares is not looking for a job, but wants a place to call home. And I'd rather take someone who's passionate about what they do and the opportunity rather than, you know, someone who's certified in Google Analytics and Google AdWords and has taken all these trainings, but doesn't have the ability to think outside the box. It's very programmatic.
Right.
That is a limit in my opinion. And I found that I used to have folks test and they passed the test and then we'd bring them on board. And the amount of time we spent training these folks, and they wouldn't stay for very long because they were challenged to think, or they wanted to get the skill set and move on. So we've kind of, I wouldn't say perfected, but we've minimized the amount of time we spend in our interviews and hires, mm-hmm. not just direct hires, but also, you know, a lot of subbing that takes place, very common in our space.
Okay. So, how do you ensure that your team is loyal to you guys and that they're going to stay on with you for a long time? So you don't have to deal with as much churn within your team.
Something I take great pride in is that we're not a cookie cutter type agency, which means we don't focus on any given industry mm-hmm. or even a handful of industries. We deliver a service and it's our job to architect a strategy and then constant refinement. And this is the skill set that we teach along with all the accreditations, right? But this is just as important, if not as pay. And the loyalty comes in because now you have folks that have been trained to research. So you have data management, you have analysis, you have the crafting of the scope of work. And when we assign a team, this is part of our process for the onboarding. A lot of scientific worksheets that we've put together, accumulated over time. This is a differentiator than many agencies that don't have that standard operating procedure mm-hmm. in place. So it's known, we're kind of known for that. So that's one. Two, it's always pay. But if we don't grow, right, that's the goal. We don't grow, we don't support our clients, we don't overservice them. We're select on who we bring on board to avoid a churn. This is all meaningful to members of our team.
Okay, interesting. So where do you see Acrobat Technologies in 5 years' time?
AI.
Interesting.
Programmatic marketing, which we're already have adopted, and mm-hmm. Are you know, through conversion rate optimization, a lot of the cloud-based service providers have advanced thanks to the cloud. A lot of applications online are readily accessible in real time and have really advanced the way we as marketers and data managers and project managers handle our business on a day-to-day basis. Mm-hmm. So without these tools in place, you know, it'd be equivalents of using a spreadsheet, which we rarely do these days, right? So yeah. that's the transition. Now, to pivot is a very big undertaking, Julia, because you're now charting waters unknown to your business and to your current set of skills. So that skill set will take you so far. That push to pivot is very important because if you're not taking your client to the next level and you're not addressing these challenges head on, then you're going to flounder and you'll mm-hmm. have churn and you'll get picked apart by some of the larger agencies that understand this methodology. Right. So this is, it's part of our, we invest in this think tank process. And so AI is already having an impact. And we're coming up with our own models internally on automating workflows, integrations with third parties, yep. collecting this data and the modeling of this data and skills in data sets and data points. Mm-hmm. You know, now you have a whole nother set of skills that need to mature. So we've taken that on now, and applying that in our day-to-day in anticipation of the shift to heavy AI.
Interesting. So you guys are using yourself as a guinea pig in a way, so that you're able to really adapt the technology fluently, and then you're able to offer it to your clients down the road. Is that right?
Yes. Now, programmatic marketing is something that we've been doing for some time, and I'll give you an example of what I mean by programmatic. There's your input output, your analog, by setting parameters, and there's some slight automation. So it's conditional logic. And with programmatic marketing, it takes it to a whole nother level where we actually go into Google and we code scripts. It's under certain conditions. For example, you may have some weather conditions. Like, we have a client in the West Coast that's selling power generators.
Okay.
And we all know what the rolling power outages and the brownouts and the fires due to the droughts and whatnot.
Yeah.
That we set triggers by programming ads to activate under certain logic. So we connect with the weather streaming,
so cool.
Weather channel,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And same thing with landscaping. Mm-hmm. You know, first snowfall. Well, it's hard to predict when your ad should run. You wait for the snow to accumulate. You get an inch or two here in the Midwest, and you know, the world stops and everyone's reacting. Well,
yeah.
we do the front end loaded work through programming and writing these scripts. Mm-hmm. And then when it snows, certain ads come up.
Mm-hmm.
When it doesn't snow, or it's a certain temperature, then a different set of programmed ads take place.
Yeah. Wow. That's so fascinating. And I think that's so exciting that we're on the cusp of really moving towards a new way of marketing. That's just so customized. So that's really exciting.
Yes. It's a lot of fun to learn these new skill sets too, but you know, it's required and it's headed that way.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Very good. So, you know, if you had one growth tip that you could share with any up and coming agency owners, what would that be?
Don't be shy to talk about your skill sets, but provide value. Don't sell yourself.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Love that. So do you have any, you know, final thoughts or words of wisdom that you would like to share before we begin wrapping up?
Yes. Follow Google closely. And as advertisers, the inclusion of TikTok in your marketing platforms should not be ignored. They're taking over the world.
Great advice. Yes. Their algorithm is incredible.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Awesome. Well, we are now going to be moving on to the Fast Five. So I've got five rapid fire questions for you.
All right.
So what's a book you've read that's made an impact on you?
Oh, Jim Collins, Good to Great, by far.
Perfect. And what does your morning routine look like?
Whatever my six-year-old allows me to do within a short period of time.
I can relate.
I do have protocols I try to adhere to. Most of my weekdays. And it's first is getting my first cup of coffee, flipping through my phone to make sure that we have foreign clients and we have a pretty decent presence in Dubai and recently in China. But we have clients, our existing clients across the globe. So I'm getting these emails and pings on text platforms throughout the course of the day and night. And so those are the first tasks that I do so I can plan out my morning. And I squeeze in a little exercise and have my breakfast. And then on my way to dropping my son off, I may be making some calls to take advantage of that time. So when I arrive to the office, it's immediately, you know, into the belly of the beast. I address what I feel should be planned first.
Mm-hmm.
And then my sales efforts, hopefully by 9 a.m., I'm addressing sales opportunities.
Very good. Sounds like a great morning routine.
Yes. To me, it works.
Yeah, absolutely. And next question, is there a CEO that you follow or study?
Elon Musk. I know it's cliche, but I have to say Elon Musk. He's a brilliant mind.
Yeah, he's very inspiring. I think he just really inspires you to think outside the box and think bigger.
It works.
Yeah.
There's the norm. Education is also, you know, what's the norm for education now? I mean, how do you create these types of talents? I don't have the answer to that, so I prefer to just follow Elon and see what his sayings are for the day.
Great. And then what is your favorite online tool?
My favorite online tool, I have to be biased because we're nearly a pure Google search engine agency. The suite of Google tools, the analytics, the Google marketing platform is amazing. It's fantastic.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, perfect. And last question, what's one thing you wish you had known when you began your career?
What's the one thing I wish in my career? I would have to say to invest in my personal skills and sales.
Ooh, that's such a good one. Yes. Sales is, I think, just it's got to be one of the most important skill sets as an entrepreneur. You have to know how to sell your services or it's all for nothing.
Yeah, absolutely. If I invested and put forth the time back then, I wouldn't have made as many mistakes at my own expense that I would have.
Yeah.
And my sales experience from today would be way above where I am right now, a lot more honed. And I feel that from the heart. Yeah.
Yeah. That's really great advice. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Ramsey. It was a real pleasure to have you on the podcast. And I really enjoyed learning about your story and picking your brain on agency growth. So thanks so much.
I love it. And thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Agency Toolkit. We hope you've learned something new that you can implement into your agency today. If you liked this episode, please subscribe to our podcast, and we'll see you next time.